Hello, welcome. That's not what I usually say, is it? I don't know, have I developed anything yet? It's been too long. Jean-Luc Walking, that's what this is. Jean-Luc Walking. The thing I don't understand why anybody listens to it, but yeah, I'm not gonna stop them. So, on this episode, I really, really wanted really delicious, really unhealthy food. So I decided that if I walk to the place, which is significantly far away, it's gonna take me about half an hour to get there, about half an hour to get back. And so yeah, I figure, you know, I'll burn some calories while I'm getting there and while I'm getting back, and then that way it's not as bad, you know, for my whole weight situation. I just put gloves on and now my hands, like 2 seconds after putting gloves on, my hands are like I swear they were cold. Great, now I need in-between gloves. Oh, there's a mini dog. Some guy's dog just ran. Need any help? I can't understand what he said. I'm assuming that was a no. He's in his underpants. Obviously, didn't think he'd be going out today. Hope he doesn't lose his dog or anything. Anyway, it's just this microphone, obviously. The microphone just attracts odd things to happen. Except that's not really a sentence, but whatever. Close enough. So what did I want to talk about? Oh yeah! So, I got a new service provider for phone, right? And they're pretty cool. They were basically the cheapest I could find for still decent. Except I'm about to tell you why they're not pretty cool. So first off, they use an internet connection for everything. So this means that both phone calls and text messages go over an internet connection as opposed to over regular networks. So even when you're connected just cellularly, it goes over cellular, I can't even speak, cellular. It goes over cellular internet network, and then it goes to their servers, and then it gets routed to a call, which is kind of weird. I don't know why they do it that way, but they do. And they don't say they do it that way either, but they do. And then they also have an app called... Uh-oh, I'm advertising. Oh no, it's the end of the world! Ah! I'll have to bleep that out. Anyway, yeah. Maybe it's not that bad, but you know. Anyway, they have an app that you have to download to use their service. And that app is to route the calling in texts over internet. And so like the normal text messaging app just plain doesn't work. Just says, you know, you're not allowed to send text messages. So that's interesting. It also means that if I'm connected to a dodgy Wi-Fi network, that it'll try to route the call over the dodgy Wi-Fi network instead of over the reliable cell network, which can be quite annoying at times. But other than that, it's been okay. The other thing I don't like is that they don't say it outright. Like, when you go buy a plan, it doesn't say, oh, we're going to be redirecting all of your data, all of your text messages and everything over internet blah, blah, blah. And I guess that's because majority of people probably don't even care, but I care, and it does cause some problems. It's a little bit weird to not be able to use the normal built-in messaging app and have to use their texting app. But, you know. But there's this other thing they do, which means I'm probably going to switch people, because I have this thing where things that annoy other people but not enough for them to care annoy me a whole bunch. Like, okay, so Soylent, right? I drink Soylent. And they had this whole debacle with, apparently, some of the Soylent bottles came with mold on them, which is, you know, not a good thing. And of course, it was very few of them. Something like, well, actually, they never gave any statistics. But, you know, of course, the people who didn't have mold didn't speak up, and the people who did have mold did speak up. So, big whole debacle about that. And so, the one thing they did say was that they fixed it. And then after that, they said, okay, we'll add a foil cap. Because before then, the Soylent bottles had basically just been a plastic bottle with a screw-on cap that was screwed on tight enough that it was airtight. And then there was a plastic casing that went all the way up and around the top. And then it had a perforated edge, so you could easily peel off the top part of the plastic to then unscrew it to then get to the Soylent. And I really liked that. I do. It's great. And they said foil cap, and I'm like, no, that's a horrible idea. Because the main difference between the two is that the little plastic piece on the top doesn't have any Soylent on it. Okay, you can touch any piece of that plastic, and it's not going to get messy, basically. But the foil cap directly contacts the Soylent, which means the foil cap has Soylent on it, which means you have to, like, be careful with how you handle it. You can't just, like, throw it. You have to, like, bend it and then keep the small amount of Soylent in there. And they are unclear as to whether foil caps were a solution to the problem they were having, or whether the solution was something else and foil caps were merely to calm the masses. So I wrote a comment and read a post and whatever, and was like, I shouldn't do that, but I was certainly in the minority. And then a few months later, you know, enough for the bottles to go through the production line, the chain of everything. And I get some bottles with foil caps. And lo and behold, they've done both. Okay, when they said foil caps, I assumed the foil cap was going to replace the plastic wrapping around the top. But no, the plastic wraps around the top, and then you have to take the foil thing off. Ah! The whole point of Soylent is to be convenient. You don't have to worry about food. It's just bip, 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 glug, 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 you're done. But no, they had to add an extra step. And most people, when I tell them this, look at me like I'm telling a joke or something. Apparently, I care much more about this than other people do. I mean, I'm still eating Soylent, because as far as I can tell, there's nothing better, but I'm still annoyed about it. Oh, hey. I tangented. How do you say How do you say past tense of tangent? Because tangent itself isn't really a verb, but you can certainly verbify it. So then, also verbify itself is a word that has been verbified. Fun fact. Anyway. But yeah, I tangented, and then I'm remembering where I was. Can you believe that? So, where was I? I was at the stupid thing on my crutch. So, when you sign up for a plan with people I'm signed up with the plan with, they give you a certain amount of data at high speed, and then after that point, they give you unlimited data at low speed. Which I love. I like that idea. Because it basically means there won't be a point where I've accidentally used up all my data and therefore can't use the maps on my phone to navigate. Which is kind of important sometimes. I've had that happen a few times at other providers. So I like that. Slow speed is much better than no speed. That sounded like a rhyme, but then I realized it was the same word. So yeah, anyway, high speed, low speed, and then they give unlimited texting, unlimited phone. So no real worries there. But the thing is, they have these annoying notifications. It's like, oh man, you've used up 63% of your data. Better upgrade your plan now. It's like, dismiss, you know. Oh man, you've used up 73% of your data. You better upgrade now. Oh man. Dismiss. Oh man, you've used up 83% of your data. Oh man. Of course, it wasn't, I mean, it's just the same message with the different percentages. But, you know, I like to imagine that's how they want it to come off. It's like, oh no, you better, you need to upgrade your plan. You're at 83%, you're gonna run out soon. But, the real kicker here, so that's mildly annoying, but I can live with it, right? The real fucking idiotic asshole thing they do is that their stupid app, which might I remind you, is the app that you have to use to text and receive texts using their service, okay? Just reminder there. When you run out of high-speed data and then have simply low-speed data, it puts up a persistent notification that you cannot get rid of. Okay? It's just constantly there. It's like a little exclamation mark in a triangle. Hey, you're all out of data. You should upgrade to a better plan. It's like, no, fuck you. I don't want to upgrade. Slow speed is fine. Shut up. And normally when an app is misusing notifications like that, I would simply go into the settings and disable notifications, right? Except that if I do that, I miss texts, because this is the application that receives texts. Grr! So that's why I will be switching phone providers soon. I sent them an email about it, but I think I sent us the wrong email. I mean, I was trying to look through the settings to see if there's some way to disable it, but I couldn't find any. Oh, and also, if that wasn't bad enough, every time you go into the app, which happens every time you read or send a text message, it also pops up another notification at the top that's just a little red bar, white text that's like, hey, guess what? You've run out of data. You should upgrade your plan. Click here. Give us more money. Okay. Anyway. Just needed to get that out of my system. But don't worry, it's still there. I still need to change providers. It sucks. Like, these, except for that little thing, it's been pretty much good. You know? It's been great. But no, this has to be supremely idiotic. Also, I need to open up maps because I know like most of the way of where I'm going, but I don't know the full way. And it's important to know how to get there 100%. If you want to go to a place. So yeah, fun fact. Also, other fun fact, I'm not able to say as many things while I'm trying to do something else. Other fun fact. What the fuck? What? What? At some point it got given the wrong address. It thinks I live 3 miles south of where I actually live. What? What the hell? That isn't right. Oh. I'm just dumb. Okay. It's fine. Just your regular stupidity. Loading. Oh, it's kind of funny. At the top next to the signal thing, it still says I'm getting 4G, even though I'm getting slow speeds. So I wonder if they're like, if they're still putting the data over a 4G connection for some reason, but just throttling it. Which would be kind of odd. And that would explain why they pester people, because that would mean that if they are putting it over that, so this is a, what's called a MVNO, or MVNO. I used to know the acronym. Mobile Vehicle Number Operator? No. But basically, they rent service from a... rent cell towers, you know. If that made sense. So, they... Yeah, I can't explain it for some reason. What's wrong with me? You buy from the MVNO, and then the MVNO buys service in bulk from big phone providers that have cell towers and uses their cell towers. That's what it is. That's what's going on. So, the MVNO I'm talking about is a MVNO for Sprint. Also, I have no idea if people commonly pronounce it like that, but I'm just going to, so deal with it. Anyway, MVNO, MVNO. Yeah, just be clear. And I would presume that Sprint charges them per byte. You know, so presumably some extremely tiny amount, they probably actually charge per 1,000 gigabytes. But, with, you know, you get the idea. And so therefore any of this slow speed data would actually cost them the same amount of money as the high speed data, while the customer would be paying little to nothing extra, you know? And so then, I found out that if they pester their customers, it's like, oh hey, you should give us more money! I can only assume it works, if they're being that incessant about it. But... ooh, noises. It's either a pond or a bear about to jump on me. Hopefully, it's the former. Yeah, I think I said pond first, so whichever one was the pond. Water, that one. I hope that it is that one. I don't know if I've ever walked down this path. It's weird to think about. Lived here my whole life. Yet, I think it's the first time I walked down this path. Funny how that works out. Oh. So I got excited today. Something pretty great happened. Alright. So I discovered, and I'm really glad I discovered it when I did, My Little Pony Season 6 is coming out March 26th, 1 day and 1 week from now. It's gonna be great. I thought it was gonna come out in May, but no, it's gonna come out next week. I always get you know, it's great. It's a party show. I don't know why I love it so much. If I could explain it, there'd be like 20 more bronies in the world. I can see why people think it's crazed fanatics. But it's also because, right, there's definitely a social stigma against being a brony, right? And so the people who are sort of moderate fans, you know, they don't say anything. Because they don't want to be associated and get the stigma. And so they're just like, oh, no, I've never heard of that. What are you talking about? I haven't watched 5 of the episodes. You know. But the people who really like it, then they're like, oh, my gosh, it's the best thing ever! You know. Those same kind of fanatics exist for every show and every fandom. But they're just more concentrated when you silence the non-fanatic ones. Alright, let me just make sure I make the right turns. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, I think I'm good. Culio. You know, it'd be really awkward as if this isn't recording. You know. Also, there's a security camera right there. What the hell? Anyway, are you allowed to do that? Like, sort of looking out in the street. I guess it's public? I don't know. It's a bit weird. Like, it's attached to the fence, but it's definitely looking at the sidewalk, you know? I don't know. I don't like it. Anyway. Oh, man. I was reading about this thing. Okay. So, super long attempt at technical explanation. Are you ready? Okay, I'll wait a sec. Okay, how about now? Too bad, okay. Is everyone else ready? All right, cool. Get it, cause you're the only person there, so everyone else would be not, well, I guess two people could be listening to this at once, but. And then again, with the community I'm talking to, it seems very unlikely because, like, you'd have to know someone else is a Tulpamancer in real life. And I don't know if that's ever happened. Well, except for one, alright, it wasn't, what's their name? I think there was one person that claimed to have, like, a whole family who all had Tulpa-like things. So I guess in that case, if they happen to be watching or listening together with a speaker and only one of them replied, then the other one might have applied to being everyone else. And then, yeah. So it turns out I wasn't actually clever. Anyway, so HSTS. All right. So previously on a previous podcast, I was explaining various exploits for HTTPS, also known as SSL. SSL, Secure Socket Layer. Anyway. So, there's this one thing that a hacker can do, where if they're in the middle between you and the server you're trying to contact, many servers, to be secure, will automatically redirect you from an insecure URL to a secure URL, right? But the thing is, that redirection itself is transmitted insecurely. So what that means is that an attacker can intercept that redirection and only redirect themselves. So now the server and the attacker are communicating securely, and then the attacker is piping that to you unsecured. which means that the attacker can read all of the data. And the server can be none the wiser, thinking that you're perfectly secure. So, to help mitigate this, there's what's called HTTP Strict Transport Security. And basically what happens is that the server sends, when it's on a secure connection, it sends a little thing that says, always connect to me securely, right? And then the browser stores that information and says, okay, remember, every time there's this domain, always connect securely. So even if you manually type in HTTP without the S of that domain, the browser will automatically replace that with a secure URL and then go to the secure version of that site. And it'll never even try the insecure version. And the reason this is useful is because most of the time you're on an okay connection. You know, no one's trying to hack you or whatever. And so in that most of the time, if you visit the site, then the site sends a header and everything goes okay, basically, and you are redirected properly. Then later, if you hop on some bad Wi-Fi network that happens to actually be an attacker, that's when this applies, that's when this helps. And so, but there's an interesting catch here, which is basically that there's also a privacy issue. So, if you don't know what cookies are, right? Cookies are basically just little pieces of information that the server sends and the client stores. So it's usually just an ID, you know. The server sends, hey, remember that you are user number 5573 and tell me that every time you make a request. And so then the browser does that every time. Every time it makes a request to that site, as part of the request, it says, hey, you told me to remind you, I'm user 5537, right? So this is usually a good thing. Like, okay, half the internet wouldn't be able to exist if there weren't cookies. Cookies are important. But they also present a privacy issue because this means things can track you. The usual case where you don't want tracking is for ads that track your behavior and then give you targeted ads, and it's kind of creepy and all that shit. Hey, looks like I'm in the right place. There we go, cool. I might have to pause my little explanation short, because I am like very close to arriving at the place I want to be. But I will return after retrieving my items. So, goodbye for now. For you, it'll be a mere moment, but for me, it'll be a mere minutes. Oh. Supposed to be funny. Also, I don't know which button to push to make sure it saves. I think it's... All right, and I'm back. Retrieved my items. Already getting weird looks. Because apparently I'm a pro at that. But yeah, anyway. I left something there. That's awkward. I actually left my earmuffs on the counter. I should not have put them on the counter. But at least I realized that in time that I wasn't, like, ridiculously far away. So that's cool. But yeah, basically, I got a thing from a pizza place that's in a pizza box. But it's not pizza. Oh man, can you figure out? Actually, I'm not gonna bother to stop recording because it'll be too much to. I just need to go in there quickly and grab the earmuffs. Whoops.
I have a good one.
Me too. All right, there we go. I didn't even need any language. Who needs spoken language? I got various hand motions and meaningful looks. I don't need your stupid language. I'm gonna make a new language. Blackjack and hookers. Badoom. Well, man, okay. You know, badoomsh is supposed to be for like puns, but it can also be for corny jokes. I don't know if it should be used for making a reference. It's just, it's so ingrained in my mind at this point that like anytime I make anything that could be sort of construed as maybe being a joke at some point in some timeline, I just automatically make that noise. Whether it's with my hands or with my mouth, whatever's available at the time. But I don't know, it felt wrong there. That's why I stopped midway through. It's like, it's just not right, man. It's just not right. But yeah, I probably look weird because I'm walking both ways, there and back. So now I'm just sort of holding food while walking. I'm not like going to a car or anything. I'm just walking on the sidewalks. And making sure there's no cars that are gonna hit me, because I hear that's an unpleasant experience. Gladly, I've never had to experience it myself. Now, I am sort of in a hurry, because I do technically have a curfew. But I'm not on schedule. That's not good. Trying to unlock my phone. Oh my god, why can't I unlock my phone? It needs a... Okay, anyway. I'm trying to do everything while I'm walking, because like I said, I'm on a tight schedule. And I'm pretty sure it's faster than just not walking and doing the thing. But I don't know. Oh, so I thought this pizza would be hard to hold. Although it's not pizza, like I said. You get to guess. I was going to tell you, but you know what? You get to guess. I'm doing science and I'm still alive. Anyway. What, don't you have random songs pop into your head at random points that you feel compelled to sing for no reason? Okay, no? Oh, okay. Anyway, wasn't there one episode where I just was like doing a thing that was slightly related to singing, that was more like making noises at semi-random pitches? That was a pretty good episode, don't you think? Still... Yeah, pretty good, yeah. I just have to say so myself. I don't have to say so, you know. I'm not like contractually obliged, gladly. I believe the only contracts I'm under are, I mean, maybe Topol Info Terms of Service, I guess? I don't know. But that's less of a it's harder to enforce in court and stuff. I mean, you know, do have to follow rules, but I don't think, you know, it's kind of funny. You guys know how great my memory, like I do actually have fine memory, but for some reason I'm like, it's like I'm ADHD while I'm walking. I swear I'm normal usually. I am, really. But I can't remember what the thing I was talking about that was going to maybe be illegal. Or against... No, contracts! Ah, that's what I was saying. I'm not under contract to say that the episode is... The episode with the not singing is a good episode. I'm not contractually obliged to say that the episode with the singing that isn't really singing is good. Okay. Gotcha. I remembered. I do have memory, see? Yeah, I don't think it's against I don't think it's against the Tobolden Info rules for me to not say that a certain episode is good. That would be a very weird rule. Just, oh my gosh, I read this one terms of service one time for a different phone provider, basically because I was looking them up on the bus, and then I had nothing better to do. For some reason, I clicked on their terms of service, I know, right, and like to the actual page with words and stuff, which is weird in and of itself, but then I just started reading. And I noticed a few typos, which I think are pretty bad in contracts, if I recall correctly. Like, and I also noticed a clause that said, no viruses, right? That seems completely reasonable. But it had a very broad definition of virus. It said something along the lines of, you know, virus, malware, drop dead clock, alarm, clock, timer. You know, you can't have any of... Which basically meant that the alarm app that is included in Android by default is not allowed to be used or possibly even installed. So, I may very well have been the second person to read that thing. But you know, first one being whoever wrote it. But yeah, I thought that was amusing. Oh, I remember they had funny stuff mixed in. At the very beginning, they had something like, we wanted our lawyers to fit the terms of service onto the size of a postage stamp. They didn't like that idea. Something like that. It was various humorous comments. I think there was one about halfway through, too. It's like, oh my gosh, you're still reading this? Something like that. But yeah, here's my interesting story for the day. I once read Terms of Service. Oh, and the other time I read Terms of Service was one time that I'm glad I did, because it was the Terms of Service for package insurance. I was sending my laptop in for repairs, and I was broke enough at the time that I couldn't afford another laptop if it didn't get back to me. And so I'm like, okay, I have to send it to them. I definitely want insurance on that package for the price of the laptop, right? And I'm glad I read the terms of service, because part of the terms of service was the box cannot be labeled with what the item is. And the box I was using was the box that the laptop came in, with a bright big image of a laptop on it. So I had to use a different box. But so yeah, I'm glad I read that. Also, it did not cover damage resulting from nuclear explosions. So had to get separate insurance for that. No. Like, I was surprised it was that specific. I think it also said acts of war, but, like, it explicitly included nuclear explosions as things, one of the things it does not insure against. It also included acts of war, which I think, I would assume nuclear explosions usually fall under, but what do I know? No, can't think of anything. Trying to think of some other category. Some situation. I mean, I guess if like the, oh shoot, what's it called? Whatever first nuclear bomb test that America did, if that like went wrong and accidentally hit some, although at that point they didn't know about nuclear, Like, it was still hush, 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 hush secrets. So they couldn't have put it in the terms of service. They didn't really know it existed. But, like, I guess some other nuclear explosion test happens to damage a package for some reason, if they, like, way over did the bomb so that it exploded extra mega big like it wasn't supposed to. If that happened, that would be bad. And I guess in that case, it would still would not be covered under package insurance. So there you go. Funnily enough, this was USPS. So, that means that the US would have had to do a nuclear test and messed it up and hit someone's package in the process. They've got that covered, if that ever happened. Oh, well, scratch that. They do international orders. International shipping, sorry. So I guess it would make sense if they're shipping to some nuclear active. I guess that's not quite accurate, but you know. I'm imagining a literally radioactive country. The entire country. The Geiger counter goes off the scale. The border walls, you know, are made of solid iron. So that it doesn't escape the country. And no one is allowed. I mean, technically they're allowed out, but nobody else will let them in because nobody likes radiation. And then a set of radioactive resistant superhumans emerge that don't actually have any special powers other than being able to survive radiation, but that's still pretty cool. And they should intermix with the population. That'd be good. That'd be super duper cool. Might even make me want to drool like a fool, because I don't go to school. I can't think of anything else right at the moment. Well, I can, but not anything that makes sense. Like, that sort of made sense. You know, whatever. Welcome, everybody, to Breathing 101. Okay, first, what you want to do, as you can tell, I'm an expert in breathing. You can hear me breathing very clearly. What you want to do, first, breathe in. Like that, okay? Breathe in. Now breathe out. Right? Make sure air is coming out of your mouth. Now you need to keep doing that over and over, or else you'll die. All right, so that's Breathing 101. That's your college course. The next 40 classes, you'll have to come if you don't want. I won't be here. You can, like, have an orgy if you want in the classroom. I don't care. But that's the whole lesson. That's the whole quarter. Yeah. Have fun, kids. There you go. That's what a Breathing 101 class would be like. But no, actually, because schools are incredibly good at creating fluff information to meet any standard for amount of information that needs to be taught. I'm sure a good teacher, well, a teacher who's good at gaming the system, would be able to fill it with all sorts of fluff about how, like, biology and stuff, how the respiratory system works and, you know, even though all they need to know on how to breathe is breathe in and then breathe out. So, you know, fun fact. And now you know, for only $19.99, man, I am thirsty. I did not bring any water because doing that is kind of difficult, to be honest. It's always, like, heavy. So I bring I drank a bunch of water beforehand, but, still thirsty. Kind of makes sense, but, you know. Uh-oh. I might not meet my curfew. That's unfortunate. I guess, oh, hey, that works. That was convenient. I was trying to type yeah, and accidentally, instead of pressing the A, I pressed an S, and like, that still works. You know, yesh. Yeah, it's kind of gimmicky, but it'll work. I can't do two things at once, also because it's getting a little bit dark. So I better stop. Alright, successfully sent a message using the Buy More of Our Plans, Give Us More Money app. Thing is, I remember evaluating. Oh man, I wish I'd written it down. I like narrowed it down to three different providers that provided everything I need. And then basically just compared prices. It feels absolutely ridiculous to pay more money to have a notification removed. It feels almost like extortion, and the only reason it isn't extortion is because I'm paying more money to a different company, you know? But I'm still mad about it. But, you know. No, I'm not talking. I'm supposed to be constantly talking. But, I have to breathe. Breathing is important. As you learned in Breathing 101, you'll die if you stop. You have to continuously breathe in and breathe out. So, you know, it's a good thing you took that class, otherwise you might not know. Just like right now. I had an idea and declined it before I even finished saying it. My idea was write things down about the episode before I, as I'm saying them, like pull out my phone and draw. That is a good idea if I'm not carrying pizza boxes. So normally, when not carrying pizza boxes, good idea. Good idea is write down the things that I'm saying as I'm saying them so that I don't have to re-listen through the podcast to get a general idea of what was on the podcast. Because right now, as you know, I scrape back in my memory for one thing that I talked about and then set that as the title, and that's the entirety of the description. Ha ha. As opposed to something like a podcast, where usually by the time of writing the description, I've listened to each and every part at least 3 times, including originally recording it. Which means I usually have a much better idea of what's in the podcast, except for some cases where I don't work on the podcast for months at a time, in which case I tend to forget about the things that I listened to months and months ago. So that can happen. So then I just have to sort of re-listen to the thing again, or hope I've already written the description. Usually what happens is I just listen to the thing again. Usually it only takes me, 3/4? I think it takes me 1.5 hours. No, wait. Yeah, listen at 1.5 times speed, because at 2 times speed, I sometimes can't understand people. It's funny, most people, when they listen at high speed like that, where it's artificially sped up, they listen with pitch correction, because, you know, otherwise their voices sound funny. Sound all high-pitched, because you're doubling the speed, so you're doubling the pitch, so, yeah. But the thing is, the weird noises that pitch correction makes... That was... Okay, I don't know how loud that was. I never know how loud anything is. Wasn't I going to solve this, like, 20 years ago? When you do pitch correction, it sounds really weird. Is the best way I can say. It's just, like, warbly blah blah. I don't like it. And honestly, that distracts me more than the difference in pitch. So I actually listen without pitch correction. And at first, it's completely hilarious. And then after a while, it's just normal. Like, it's not bad, it's just normal. It's like, yeah, now they're talking faster and they have a slightly higher voice. Whoop-de-doo. This is a useful tool for listening to a thing faster. I don't know, anyway. But, yeah. So, fun fact, now you know. And then there's times, man, Audacity, you cannot play the thing and edit the thing at the same time. Which, from a programming perspective, makes complete sense. That's really hard to do properly. But, from an editor's perspective, it would be really nice. Because I basically want to edit the thing while I'm listening to the thing. Because I can do other tasks while I'm listening. You know, I can, like, play a game or something. As long as it doesn't require, like, language. And one of those things that I could be doing is editing the podcast, right? Like, but usually what ends up happening is that I have to listen until I hear something, hit space to pause, edit out that thing, have to play it through it again to figure out exactly where to edit out that thing, try and figure out where I just was and left off, click there, and then hit play again. And it'd be really nice if I could just have it keep playing and maybe click to change where it's playing from, so it would, like, skip backwards if I wanted it to. And actually, at one point, there was sort of a glitch that made it easier, funnily enough. It was this weird thing where anytime I moved the sort of cursor in the audio of, like, where to play from, it would play, as it was moved, it would play whatever was under the cursor. So if I moved it at just the right speed, it sounded a little distorted, but I could tell what was being said. And if I moved it backwards, I could tell what was being said backwards. Or, well, I couldn't tell what was being, I can't listen to people backwards and know what they're saying, but I can tell when words start and end and some things about audio noise and stuff like that. So, for the while that the clutch lasted, it was kind of useful to just be able to slide the thing and hear it play as I slid it, you know? And I was like, oh. Anyway, fun fact. They probably didn't care about, but you know. Ah, some wind. Do you like wind? Remember, it's not noise, it's ambience. Remember, very important detail. See those cars racing by? Don't they just sound beautiful? Don't they just sound beautiful? See, I can do a slightly lower voice, but I can't do it as loud. Or I can, but it takes more energy, and there's one thing I don't have. It's energy. Right now, at this very moment. And I still have, oh my god. Distance to go. This is annoying and stuff. Oh, also, I'm not hearing any of my text messages, because the thing I have plugged in for the microphone is basically has to split the track on the phone to be both microphone and headphone, right? And so the phone thinks headphones are plugged in, so it plays all notifications and everything over the headphones. Either that, or I just can't hear it, which is both possible. But, you know. I'm not allowed to look at the time anymore because I'm just seeing how late I'm going to be. Help, I looked at the time. Now I know how late I'm going to be. Well, approximately. I still can't guesstimate accurately how long a distance will take me to walk. I usually just use like Google Maps or something and tell it to estimate. It's usually decent, you know. Doesn't really compensate for getting tired, which can happen. I don't think it compensates for holding a pizza either. So, really, quite a deficiency in Google Maps, if you ask me. Should just be a checkbox. Is carrying pizza while walking. But remember, it's not actually pizza. It's something else. This is a piece of box. Breathing 101. Okay. Breathing, also ambience, in case you're wondering. Just so you know. You know, fun fact, the tone that you hear when swearing is bleeped out is almost always, excuse me again, almost always a 1000 kilohertz tone, which means it goes up and then down 1000 times per second. That might not make sense, but for you people who know what audio waves look like, it should make sense. But that's the pitch, basically, of a bleep when you bleep out a swear word. You know, I can't actually remember the pitch. I'm certainly not tone deaf, but I don't know about tone memory. I'm remembering two different tones. And also, my not very much of an ability to produce accurate copies, you know, but like, I think it's a raccoon. Hi, raccoon. Wonder if you can smell food. Ran away, so I guess I'm good. Well, he's still sitting there watching me, but whatever. I think he might be pooping. Or maybe not, I don't know. I don't know much about raccoons. But yeah. Interesting things that happened today. Some guy's dog ran out of his house barking at me, and he had to go chase after it in his underwear. Left my earmuffs at the place. Left them behind, had to go back and get them. And then I saw a raccoon that quite possibly smelled my food. So there you go. You listened to, like, I don't know how long, more than an hour, probably? Because this was supposed to take an hour, but then it took longer. But also I left kind of late. So I don't know, it might be about an hour. You listened to an hour of rambling and breathing so that you could see, so you could hear, and have narrated to you three interesting things that happened. All of them probably combined up to no less than 5 minutes in total, probably a lot less than that. But, you know, I was saying less than, so I gave a high value for greater possibility of accuracy. Fun. You know, I usually do that thing where I like read out the comments from since the last episode, and actually my phone has internet capability, but I'm just about done. And I'd have to, I think it's hard to operate my phone when I'm holding pizza. Let me tell you, every time I just suddenly stopped talking, except for the one time when I was breathing real hard just recently, that was just, it was a hill, a steep hill. But the other times it's because I'm like trying to handle my phone and pizza and not drop the pizza and operate the phone. It's difficult. Let me tell you. Difícil. So it does have like internet and stuff, although slow internet. And now I can't even turn it on. Okay, there we go. But that was fun. Thank you for listening. To leave a comment, boost my ego, basically. I want to be famous. I want to like feel famous. Feels more famous if there's people commenting. So leave a comment. And yeah, bye.